Timmins today asked all candidates questions ahead of the October 24 municipal election. Below are the responses from Ward 5, Timmins, candidate Kristen Murray. Timmins' population is declining, with another drop reported in the most recent census. What can be done within the municipality's scope to attract and retain new residents? Timmins' population, according to the census, has been dwindling. What the census cannot report on is some great things underway in and around our city that will naturally attract new residents in the coming years. In my position as mayor over the past few months, I have had many conversations with local businesses that are amidst tremendous growth. The issue we are experiencing that needs to be addressed to support this projected growth and development is the lack of housing stock. This is an issue that I have been very engaged in finding innovative solutions to. The council that is selected for the upcoming four-year term must remain committed to supporting this growth by creating a housing strategy that engages input from multiple sectors. Communication and transparency have been identified as a concern by the public and by the chamber. What does municipal transparency mean to you? Municipal transparency is very important. Transparency means operating in a way that allows others to have a clear and honest understanding of what is going on. I have always encouraged residents to call or email myself when there are times that they want to discuss issues as it pertains to the city. The recent pandemic has taught us that there are many ways to engage and communicate to and with the public. Suggestions moving forward are town hall meetings in each ward that allow the public opportunities to speak to ward-specific issues that can then either be resolved by the respective councillors or brought back to a council meeting for further discussion. I also think that a formal quarterly newsletter may highlight some important topics, which serves to keep the public informed in a consistent and ongoing manner. Related. We're already in a crisis. Doc shortage top priority for group C. Advance voting opens October 11. Everyone is feeling the financial impacts of inflation and the cost of living is rising faster than most residents' salary increases. How can the municipality help residents, especially those with a low income or seniors, through this period? The impacts of inflation have been felt by many in our community. The municipality has considered senior rebates in some aspects of previous planning. The upcoming council is in a position where they can explore the expansion of these programs as well as engage in formal conversations with seniors and low-income families about ways that can assist them. Often decisions are made for others without them at the table. This would be an opportunity for their voices to be heard. What do you want voters to know about you? I want voters to know that I have been engaged in representing them for the past 4 years and would be honored to serve another four-year term as councillor for Ward 5. During my election campaign, I heard from many people about their concerns for the lack of housing in our community. I take this concern very seriously and have engaged in conversations with real estate investors and developers about strategies to grow our local housing market. Over the past few months serving as mayor, I have had to address concerns in our community. I have also been present to share in the many accomplishments and successes of businesses and individuals who make our city a wonderful place to live. I intend to stay engaged through the good and the bad as this new council takes on the many tasks of leading a community through in order to reach our full potential. Read Murray's candidate profile here. The other Ward 5 candidates are Steve Black, Rick DeBow, Veronica Farrell, Andrew Marks, Caroline Martell, James McMahon, Corey Robin, Neil Siblel, and Ed Stesiewicz. The municipal election is October 24. Advance voting is being done online and runs October 11 to 24. In-person polls are open on election day.